872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com. DS Services, providing farm and commercial grain storage and handling solutions all over Michigan from the heart of Michigan's thumb. DS Services, 989-872-3318.
The Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Leasing Program makes it easy for you to drive a brand new Chevrolet Silverado pickup. They have over 25 brand new 2014 and 2015 Chevrolet Silverados to choose from. Lease a new 2014 Chevrolet Silverado Double Cab LT for zero down and payments as low as $229 a month. Or a new 2015 Chevrolet Silverado Crew Cab Diesel LT four-wheel drive with leather heated seats for only zero down and $449 a month. Pick yours out and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet M25 and Sebring. Tax, title, and dock fees extra. 36-month lease based on approved credit. GM employee discount not required. Other fees may apply. See dealer for details.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Yeah. Hey, we're back here at Deckerville Field. Kurt Damrow along with Chad Knobloch. We've got head coach Bill Brown for the Deckerville Eagles. Coach, what a game tonight. Man, you have got, you know, it's the start of the season, and we're, you know, you don't want to get everybody two up without... you know, getting them so hyped up that they think this is going to be a cakewalk of a season. But you have got some talent out there in the field, Coach.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of kids back from last year, and five of these kids were starters on the 2012 state championship team. So we have some experience, and we know that we've got a long road, and there's a lot of good football teams out there. And Coach Travis and his squad, they're going to get a lot better, and he's got some talent, and they're very good coaching staff. And they're going to be back, and they're going to be a lot better also.
Well, Chad and I were both watching, kind of trying to scout you guys a little bit up here, just to try to broadcast where do we find a weakness. And I'll tell you what, the pursuit, the fundamentals, your team's just got it down. They wrap up, they gang tackle, they pursue, doing a lot of blitzing off the out of the linebackers. At least it looked like it from here, unless that's just the way your scheme is, running all six. But these guys really, your linebackers read plays fast. Your defensive ends read your tackles.
Kurt Fritch has been there for 3 years.
Wow.
So he knows what he's doing up there, and some of it's blitzes, some of it's not. But you know, they're in some situations where we probably had to because they were going to throw the ball up, or they're running some of their plays that we needed to get a little more pressure on them. So, but I think inevitably what you're seeing out here, we have only two kids that are only going both ways. So you have Kurt Fritch and you got Ryan Stoner going part-time both ways, and everybody else is just playing offense or they're just playing defense. So when we came out with a whole new offense, everybody's fresh except for one kid. So, and then we were rotating with Kurt Fritch and with Cody Mousloff there too. Plus in the backfield, you know, we got four pretty good running backs that can run and catch.
Yeah, so. Pretty good. I'm sorry, Coach. Yeah. That's an understatement, because those guys really, you've got some talent there. You are really blessed with, we talked about the depth. You were running a lot of players in and out tonight.
And you know, like Ryan Stone had one heck of a run. He didn't score a touchdown, but after I chewed him out because he didn't follow the guard in the one play, and, you know, heading towards the east there, he had one heck of a run, and he ended up gaining an extra 8-10 yards just because of effort, and I thought that was probably one of the better runs I've saw in a long time here. And then Danny Wolf on the other end of the field runs a great run there, but he ran it with only one shoe. So now that I saw two very good runs, so I don't know which one is better. But you know, in it, like I told the boys right there out there on the field after the game, that offensive line, what a great job they did.
Oh.
You know, we got stable backs, but I'll tell you what, we got an offensive and defensive line that can play, that can run. You know, a lot of times we're outsized by North here on, you know, in a lot of positions.
And they had some big kids up there.
They certainly do.
Yeah.
They surely do. So, you know, hats off to my kids. There's a responsibility to play here, and there's a responsibility to the community and to our school. You know, we want to represent them, and we want to be playing for that state championship on November 21st.
Well, Chad was talking about the backs during the game, and we said, you know, we got to give a lot of credit to that offensive line that you talked about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, they were making holes that we recognized that even Kurt could run through,
right,
and
yeah,
pick up a couple of yards. But, you know, you mentioned that the one run was really nice if he would have followed his lead blocker, and that was just a story all night. I mean, they were just blocking like crazy.
Yeah, the downfield blocks really impressed me to see that almost on every play, everybody was in front of somebody, somewhere on the field. All eight players were, even the quarterback was out there getting in somebody's face if he didn't have the ball.
Yeah.
Well, let's face it. I mean, we played North Huron last year. We had a 14-14 ball game with 2 or 3 minutes left. And I think Brandon Moore broke off a punt return on us, and then they had a long run on us. And, you know, something for all these kids to remember. You know, there's only all these kids remember. There's only three seniors that graduated last year. So all those kids were there, and they posed a problem to us, and we couldn't run some of our base stuff. So our goal tonight was to be able to run our base offense, and I think we did pretty well.
Got two quarterbacks there, too, which is nice to have. Dylan Patello, great game, of course. We also brought in, was it Jared Philpott?
Yeah.
Came in the second, third, or the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
Yeah, and look good.
He ran that option about perfectly, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, that option play. Please, let's go back to that. That option play with Philpott. I'm sorry, if I was going to say as good as all of the plays were, that was just one of the nicest options I have ever seen in a high school football game.
Yeah. And, you know, we could have a quarterback competition there.
Wow.
But,
okay. Well, you heard it on WLEW Sports. All right.
But we'd rather not. We like having Jared over on the defensive side. Pretty good athlete, and we want to put we have a lot of good players on the defense, and I think we like the mix we have. And Dylan's got some improvement to do. He ran a nice option play on the left hand side. He had the left hand. You know, it's a lot easier to pitch right hand than left hand.
Oh, yeah,
too.
Sure.
You
yeah,
know how
sure
that goes.
Yeah.
But you know, so both of them, they're both working hard, and we know if something ever does happen, you always got to have a good backup. And he, you know, for what I saw there, I mean, he could start for us.
Either one could have taken the field. And like you said, he got four strong backs. But I want to give your credit, a lot of credit to your offensive line. Played great tonight. You had some big kids on North Huron, and you know, every time, even the Warriors, when they were gang tackling, everybody was getting in somebody's face. So, great. And also, kudos to your coaching staff. You know, great job. I mean, that's how you get there with talent and with great coaching. So,
yes,
great job.
And, Coach, I have to know, I got to ask, how is anyone going to stop you once your quarterback starts connecting with Nathan Spatzel?
Right. That's okay.
That's what I told him. I said, no matter what, just throw it to Nathan. Well, Nathan said, just throw it to the corner. I'll get it. Well, he didn't get there fast enough. So. But, you know, they're both great kids. And you know, we'll keep working on it. And we'll get it. And, we're going to see some good competition down. And that was a couple things when I was – we're chewing on some of our backs there. Some of the stuff will work now because, you know, we only been practicing for 2 weeks with pads on.
Sure.
So things are going to change. Teams are going to get a lot better.
Right.
So you got to stay within our philosophy and what we're doing if you want to be successful.
Yeah. Well, we just that's when that connects, when that starts to connect, you know, you're going to have that threat to pop out.
Kid.
Yeah. To see that big kid out there, 6'6". Well, Coach, congratulations on a great game. Congratulations to the Deckerville Eagles and North Huron Warriors. Thanks for starting the season out on a watching, even though the score was 48-0, it was a fun game to watch.
Okay.
Watch these guys play. So congratulations. Good luck for the season, Coach, and go get them Eagles.
Thanks. We appreciate you covering us here in Deckerville.
Thank you, guys. This is Cruise 102.1 FM, Kurt Damrow and Chad Knobloch, and we'll be right back after a minute to wrap things up.
Get a $750 instant rebate when you install a Hydron Module geothermal system from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. This is Matt Revert. Hydron Module geothermal systems are affordable, highly efficient units that significantly reduce your heating and cooling cost. Best of all, every Hydron Module geothermal unit comes with a lifetime compressor warranty. Install now and get a $750 instant rebate and a 30% federal tax credit. So be prepared for winter and get a whole lot more for less with a Hydron Module geothermal unit from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance.